SB Nation Radio here, 106.7 The Fan with Mike Prada, the SB Nation DC editor, and from Bullets Forever. I'm Scott Jackson, and our pleasure right now to talk some NFL draft. And we bring in Dan Schifferoff from SB Nation DC, the weekend editor, with us. How you doing today, Dan?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Pretty good, man. You getting excited? Draft time, you know, less than a week away, and the Redskins on the number 10 spot sitting there. What are you hearing lately, and what do you anticipate coming up on Thursday that the Redskins wound up doing at that spot?
Well, it's just like you said, we're T-minus a week away here, and obviously the smoke machines are in full effect over at Redskins Park. I mean, they've been linked to everybody, it seems like. I mean, every single quarterback of interest, all the defensive prospects, you know, even some of the wide receiver prospects, they've been linked to a ton of people. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure they're doing that on purpose. Obviously, this is the season of lying and misinformation in the NFL.
Right.
So, what I would expect them to do, you know, it's really tough. I mean, there's obviously a lot of ways that they can go, but what I would say is they're hoping for one of the top defensive players to fall to them, such as, you know, maybe a Daquan Bowers, maybe a Nick Fairley, and if none of those guys fall, then the guy they're probably going to be looking at, I would say, is Robert Quinn out of UNC, because, you know, he's a very good pass rusher, and he, although he's played the defensive end spot in college, they could easily convert him over to a 3-4 linebacker, and he could complement Brian Arakpo well. Now, if he's gone, that's when things could possibly be interesting, because the Redskins would really, really like to trade down in that case, and I would expect them to do whatever they could to trade down and hope that one of the top prospects like A.J. Green or Julio Jones is sitting there at 10, so somebody's going to want to jump up to get him.
That would be interesting. Now, I found it interesting that a few days ago, you've got one report saying the Redskins are looking to trade up to number 2, and you've got another report saying they want to trade back. Now, as a fan, do you find this Mike Shanahan disinformation kind of agency stuff entertaining or annoying?
A little bit of both, I guess. when you know that they're not going to trade up, and then the reports come out that they're trading, that they could possibly trade up, that is kind of a little unsettling when you know that they don't have the ammunition to do so. And if they did have the ammunition, they'd pretty much deplete their entire 2011 draft, probably a little bit of the 2012 draft. And it just wouldn't make any sense to do so. So the trading down rumors, obviously you like hearing that, but I'm pretty sure Mike Shanahan, I mean, like you said, he does this on purpose. Part of it is entertaining, but part of it is kind of, you kind of roll your eyes because you say, they're not going to trade up. I mean, there's no way they could possibly trade up, so I don't know why they're even bothering. So, but I guess they have to get that out there, I guess, for whatever reason, and try and just another smokescreen, because now there's reports that they could stay at 10, trade back, and trade up. It's like every single scenario that could possibly happen, they've thrown out there.
Yeah, here's what they could do. They could trade up, they could trade back, or they could stay at 10. And that's pretty much it. Or they could, I guess they could get skipped like the Minnesota Vikings a few years ago if they really blow it.
Yeah.
They should do that.
Yeah, there should be rumors that they're just going to skip at 10.
Yeah, that's the next
last
rumor
thing that they have to do.
You should write about that on the site and put it up there this week.
It could be like because fans don't want them to pick high, it's like
they decided
to just skip. This would be a great Onion headline.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to skip.
They have too much pressure on them at 10, so they're just going to skip to take the pressure off.
Let me ask you this, Dan. Dan Schiffer is with us here, SB Nation DC, talking Redskins here on SB Nation Radio on 106.7 The Fan with Mike Pratum, Scott Jackson. All right, do you feel like this is a draft because of what we know, which is that Donovan McNabb's not going to be here some way or another? He's not going to be here when the season starts. Rex Grossman's not even under contract. It leaves John Beck as the only quarterback right now signed that we know is going to be here. At least we think he knows is going to be here. Do they have to come out of this draft with a quarterback?
You know, that's a really interesting question, because I would imagine that there is a contingency plan for the Redskins, just in case their guy in the draft is not there at quarterback. But I would say yes, particularly if they trade down. If they trade down from that 10 spot, then they're in the arena of the Andy Daltons of the world, the Christian Ponders, the Jake Lockers of the world, and they'll have a much better chance at getting one of those than obviously the Blaine Gabberts and Cam Newtons. And like you said, Donovan McNabb's not going to be here. Rex Grossman isn't under contract. What are they going to really do? I mean, last year, essentially, I don't want to call it a wasted year, but they spent the whole year with a quarterback that's not going to be here. So that whole development process kind of goes under the rug. So now they're going to need to start over, and you might as well start over with the guy that's actually going to be your quarterback in the future. I mean, you can't go into year three of the Mike Shanahan new regime just putting in your quarterback of the future and just having a guy in Rex Grossman in your second and first years just kind of keep the seat warm. So I'd say you really want to start building that long-term future on offense now if you can, if the guys are available. And if not, I guess they're going to have to go the free agent round, bringing in, you know, Mark Bolger or something. I have no idea.
For Kyle Orton. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so Kyle Orton, Mark Bolger, go to Rex Grossman. He already knows the offense. So I would say that you probably would like to get the quarterback, but I mean, they have like a, you know, so many holes on their roster that you can only address so many in this draft. So you got to go with the top players on their board.
Do you buy the rumors out there this week that they're interested in Arkansas's Ryan Mallett?
No, I don't at all.
I don't either.
I mean, it's just another smoke screen again. It's just another smoke screen, and you know, his stock is just falling. Mm. I mean, yesterday there was a report that he skipped out on his meeting with Carolina, and then of course his agent had to come out and say that he was sick or something, even though he was seen out on the town late at night. So I mean, that looks terrible for him. You're skipping out on a meeting, and you don't even have the security of having your own NFL team yet. What's going to happen when a team drafts you and you have the security of knowing, okay, you are a starting NFL quarterback? You know, he's had question marks all over him this entire process, and you know, it's only been plummeting. His draft stock has been plummeting all the way down since, you know, the combine. So I don't think that the Redskins are looking at Ryan Mallett.
We're here with Dan Shifroff from SB Nation DC here on 106.7 The Fan's SB Nation Radio. Scott Jackson and Mike Prater with you. Now, the Redskins, you pointed out the need, you know, for other teams, if one of those wide receivers is there, to really want to move up and then the Redskins be in a position to move back. What will it take? What do you think it makes it worth the Redskins' while to give up a potential pick of a Julio Jones in order to move back and then maybe get defensive help, you know, and then a middle-round pick? What should that pick be in order for them to say, all right, we're comfortable with letting Julio Jones, a lot of people think, is a can't-miss wide receiver, go somewhere else so we can get what? What is that they need to get?
Well, obviously there's the quote-unquote chart out there that kind of delimits the value of what each pick is worth. And I think for the Redskins, it depends on which team is offering. Like, sure, if it's the New England Patriots, they're going to want some of those picks that the New England Patriots have acquired over the years. And if they have to fall far, you would hope that they would be asking for, at the very least, a high third-round pick and potentially another second-round pick, because obviously they would need it. So you're talking about probably a mid- to late second-round pick and, at worst, a high third-round pick. So that they have to get at least that if they want to be able to justify trading down and passing up on, like, Julio Jones, like you just mentioned.
Now, a couple weeks ago, you said they got to go defense or else. Well, I don't really know what you could have done, but you know what I mean. Like, defense or else. Do you still believe they got to go defense?
They definitely have to address defense in this draft. You know, I think with the possibility of them trading down, that could change things. Because if they trade down from that 10 spot, I would honestly expect them to try and get a quarterback with that first pick. And then with the remaining picks, or with those middle-round picks, then address the defense. But one way, shape, or form, they have to address the defense. Whether it's with the second-round pick, whether it's with the picks that they acquire from trading down, whether it's the late-round picks, they have to. I mean, there's no way they can get out of this draft without drafting at least, you know, two or three defensive players. Like I mentioned last time, they only drafted one defensive player last year in Perry Riley. And even though he may or may not be the heir apparent to Rocky McIntosh once he leaves, that's only one guy that you've drafted in the last 2 years. So you've got to start drafting guys who are going to stay here for a long time, contribute on a regular basis. So, yes, they have to start drafting guys this year. Whether that's in the first round, who knows, but at least, you know, you would hope with their second-round pick or those middle-round picks.
All right, Dan Shifroff, thanks so much, man. And, again, check it out, SB Nation DC, to get all the latest in the Skins draft from Dan and all the other contributors. Thanks for giving us some time today here on SB Nation Radio.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Big thanks, too, to Adam Vingen and Mike Katz.
All DC show today, by the way.
All DC all the time. Well, that's what the show is, so SB Nation DC.
It's my dream. It's been achieved.
It's been achieved. Mike Prater, thank you. We'll do it again next week. Thanks to Othello for all the work behind the scenes. I'm Scott Jackson saying so long here on SB Nation Radio on 106.7 The Fan.